Game was 6 minutes old and Finn Harps got the first chance. Tooney Obawalabi caught on the end of a true ball and had an effort which Brian Murphy touched over. But at 19 minutes, Waterford FC broke the deadlock when Junior cut down from the left wing, had made a few penetrating passes earlier there, and he knocked over a ball to Phoenix Patterson, who turned inside a full back and hit an excellent shot and beat Gerard Doherty at the right-hand post for the give Waterford FC the lead. Second half was a different affair completely. Finn Harps came out and they had to try and go for the goal. It left him a little bit open at the back, but on 47 minutes, Junior from Waterford had a good shot and blocked away. On 68 minutes, a true ball from Griffin left Junior free. He shot and McGinley fell on the ground, and as he fell on the ground, he seemed to have injured himself, but Junior shot home to an empty net and the referee allowed a goal. That made a score 2-0. But in 72 minutes, all hell broke loose. Harps were obviously chasing the game, knocked in a long ball. Brian Murphy went up with a group of players, but as he was grabbing the ball, the referee deemed he used his elbow on one of the Finn Harps players, and he was shown a straight red card. Labby struck home the penalty to make it 2-1. Waterford had to bring on Matthews Connors in replace of Brian Murphy with the 10 men, took off Shane Griffin. On 93 minutes, Junior cut in from the left and he caught Finn Harps on the break. He cut down the left, drew the defence, drew the keeper and squared the ball to John Martin to shot home into an empty net. So Finn Harps were definitely chasing the game then at 3-1. And then in a minute later, Junior cut in from the left by himself and he continued his run into the box, and as McGinley came out, he fired it over McGinley into the top corner. But the final score in the RSC was Waterford 4, Finn Harps 1.